The Pennsylvania Department of Health visited Shell's Beaver County ethane cracker site in February after being alerted of high COVID activity there. The cracker is the largest construction site in North America and had over 100 cases in December. For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports.
Emails between Department of Health workers obtained through a right-to-know request show the agency was aware of COVID cases at the Shell plant as far back as the summer of 2020. In February, they wrote to Shell to ask for a visit, citing a recent increase in COVID cases there. A Shell spokesman said that three Department of Health officials toured the site on February 26th. They toured medical facilities, office trailers, lunch tents, and work sites. He said the tour was not a compliance audit, and that during and after the visit, company and agency officials shared information on preventing the spread of COVID. Neither Shell nor the Department of Health would say whether the company has made any changes since the visit. Shell's highest caseload was in December, when 106 out of 8,000 workers at the site tested positive. But the company says that number has gone down since. Marissa Baker, an occupational health scientist at the University of Washington, said that suggests the virus is spreading at the site.
There's probably some, you know, evidence of person-to-person spread at work. It's not just all separate people bringing it, you know, into work. It's like there are people bringing it to work, sure, but then there's also spread at the workplace.
Since the outbreak began, Shell has put several COVID policies into place. The company has an on-site testing lab. It staggered lunchtimes and placed plexiglass dividers at lunch tables, though Baker says those are probably not doing much to prevent the spread of the virus.
It floats all over. It's not blocked by a plexiglass barrier. It easily floats above that, around that. It's really dependent on how the airflow is.
The most effective deterrents, Baker and other experts say, are proper air movement and mask wearing. Shell does have a mask rule, but photos obtained by the Allegheny Front and State Impact Pennsylvania from a worker on the site show other workers on a bus and in front of a vending machine without masks on. Lee Newman, director for the Center for Health, Work, and Environment at the Colorado School of Public Health, said it's the company's responsibility to enforce mask policies.
We're talking about protective gear that's as important as wearing a hard hat on a construction site right now. A mask is as important. So you know, they can enforce that if they choose to.
The Shell spokesman said the mask mandate is enforced at the site and that noncompliance is infrequent, but is, quote, immediately addressed when observed or reported. Newman said some meatpacking plants have slowed the spread of the disease by implementing paid sick leave policies, which encourage infected workers to stay home.
Taking away that financial pressure is going to be really important. And you can say whatever you want to about, well, you want a tight budget, et cetera. At the end of the day, we're talking about people's lives here.
Ken Broadbent, business manager of Steamfitters Local 449, which has 2,700 members working at Shell, said their contract doesn't include sick leave. That contract was negotiated before COVID-19. But Broadbent says he's skeptical paid sick leave would work at a construction project.
We're always in favor on people if they're off sick getting paid. But when you're talking construction, you're talking on bids and it costs money. There's only so much you can do to be practical at times, too.
Broadbent says he supports the changes that Shell has made since the pandemic began and that worker safety appeared to be a priority for the company. He said it isn't just Shell that's having problems with COVID. Other work sites are struggling, too. There are no federal workplace safety standards for COVID, though the Biden administration said it wants to create some soon. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.